Brothers and sisters, this Sunday is very challenging, especially these readings. Very challenging. Because they ask us to give this answer to Jesus, whether we are a Christian or not, whether we are faithful or not. We are all still struggling. These people, they had their way of living, the way to do things. But we are probably among those disciples. Today, we are those disciples whom Jesus is telling, to you who hear me, let me say, tell you this. Because they had been practicing the Tarionis law, which was eye for an eye. If someone hates you, you have to hate him, because Jesus was saying, you have heard that you would do this, but me, let me tell you. Now we are those disciples. You have your own way of doing things. You have been doing things in this way, but me, let me tell you. What Jesus tells us today. He's telling us the things that are very, very difficult in our daily life. But fortunately, we have the second reading that helps us to understand better this gospel. Because the gospel says, love your enemies, things that we can't really try. Love your enemies. Forgive those who hurt you. Try your best. And we are not there yet. Fortunately, we heard how the second reading came in saying, you have to understand between the body, the flesh, that those who are not able to love their enemies, they are moved by body, they belong to the flesh. But those who can try, they are the second Adam, and which that was compared to the spirit. And we had the body came first, and the spirit followed. And in our the way we practice our faith, we simply start by the spirit, and we neglect. The body, the flesh, because we always say we are Christian, we are faithful. And remember, brothers and sisters, among the conditions of following Jesus Christ, Square Christ, we know how Jesus says, whoever wishes to come to follow me, he has first to deny himself, and denying ourselves is denying our body, the flesh. He has to deny himself. Not only that, he has also to take up his cross and then to come to follow me. For us, we do it either way. We simply say that we are followers of Jesus Christ because we are baptized. We try to attend Mass. You know, you see, we are following him, and then we are his followers. But in our Square Christi, in following Jesus Christ, most of the time we forget that we have to follow him with our cross. To take that cross, we have to deny ourselves. That's why Jesus said, he knows our weakness, he knows everybody. That's why he said, at least you who hear me, let me tell you this. Love your enemies. And we always have tendency, and this is our normal life. I love the one who loves me. I hate even the one who hates me. Sometimes you can see This example, the great example which we were given from the first reading, even though it's harder, it's even though it's difficult, but it's doable. It's difficult, but doable. We had in the first reading how David behaved when he was handed over his opponent, his enemy, and Saul. Saul was the enemy of David, not because they had some issues, but because Saul was moved by jealousy. He was a very jealous person, because when David was elected as a king, instead of Saul dealing with God who anointed David, he started hating David, became jealous against him at the point to find a way to eliminate him. This is the way we live. This is the way we live. Sometimes we are moved with jealousy and hatred for even those people who did not harm us. Even for those people whom we do not have clear issues. We want to see them suffering. I recently had an example. I was talking with a couple back home. They are in a struggle about to divorce. They are in an argument about to divorce. They separated. It's not a clear divorce, but that's the tendency. And I was talking with them on video call, WhatsApp video call. And I asked, my question was, do you remember your first day, the way of your wedding? Do you remember the vows that you pronounced? I will love him or her in a good, in a sickness, in a health, in a wealth, in a poor, or those kind. And I will love her or him till the end of our lives. So I told them, could you tell me just one thing that what happened in your couple that was not including in that package of consent and vows that you pronounced? They couldn't find one, because they started saying, no, this happened. They started accusing each other. And at the end of the day, I told them, what's the meaning of that sickness? What if he's sick? That what you vowed, that what you consented saying, in sickness, in health, what if he's sick? You are there for him. And the conclusion was, I told them, now you are dead, or you are dying, because you consented until the end of your life. It means that you lost your life. You are losing your life because you are going through this. Brothers and sisters, in that conversation, what I heard was like that jealousy, because everyone is still looking to other one, just opening his ears to see what bad things he could hear from the other side. They wanted to hear everyone in suffering, maybe people telling you that your ex-boyfriend or your ex-wife or husband is going through these bad things, so that you may say, oh, did you see? That's why I left him. This is how people live. Most of the time we are moved by that jealousy. We are moved by that hatred. We are moved by that anger. We are moved by that anxiety and depression of every kind, and we forget what Jesus is telling us, and we forget ourselves that we are counted among these disciples of Jesus, whom he brings into small circle and say, and tell them, you who hear me, let me tell you this. In this gospel, the thing that we have to know is this requirement of Jesus. You try yourselves to be merciful as your Father is merciful. When I was accompanying seminarians back home, I used to tell them, this is Matthew chapter 5, verses 48. Be merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful. And this is all of us, our common vocation. This is, if I'm a priest, if you are married, if you are doing this job, try to remember that in mind, that we all have this common vocation, same vocation of being merciful as our Heavenly Father, becoming saint as our Heavenly Father. That's enough. And whatever vocation or job position that we have should help us to go through and reach to that common vocation. Do not judge others, because that's what the gospel was saying. Do not stand in your position and just neglect others or judging them. Do not talk them. Do not gossip about them. Because what you are doing, this will be done to you, maybe in the future. Everything will be done to you. Everything will come back to you. Brothers and sisters, this seventh Sunday of ordinary time, Jesus wants us to give him this clear answer regarding my behavior, regarding my words, my deeds, whatever, where I am. Am I truly a faithful? Am I truly a Christian? Or am I just pretending? It's very difficult. It's very difficult. But because we are practicing now, we are not only moved by human flesh, but we have to remember that we have the Spirit that moves us, the Spirit that strengthens us, the Spirit that helps us to attack even those things that we can't dare to attack. Because we are strengthened by His Spirit. He's sending us. Forgive your brothers and sisters if you want to be forgiven. Don't hold the grudge. Don't hold the grudge of what happened. Try to release, try to help them, try to forgive, because this is what we are asking to God. And even in our prayers, this is what we should be praying for. Don't keep those arguments at home, because they are destroying your children. And you are committing multiple sins at the same time. You are not able to set a good example to your children. You have argument with your spouse, and you are making people suffering the things that they don't know what is going on. Forgive and try to restore those broken relationships. Because the second reading always said, remember that the Spirit comes second. We have that body. Don't run into confession if you are not able to restore those broken relationships. If you are not able to excuse to your spouse or your children or children to their parents, that's the human, that's the first step. I want to restore this broken relationship with my parents, and then from there I will try to reach the second stage of that spirit. Either way also may work. Maybe what the Holy Spirit should dictate us is just to direct, to guide us to all those human people whom we have been offending. May God help us all to reach this stage, to know where we are, to give Him clear answer of who we are, and may God, may His Holy Spirit come and assist us, guide us in our daily journey where we have that thirsty to transform and to look like Jesus, to footstep Him. Amen.